Now for our daily segment on the political buzzwords of the major presidential candidates. These are words or phrases the candidates use a lot, which have both surface meaning and hidden subtext. And today, Slate's chief political correspondent, Will Salatin, brings us the buzzwords of the ninth and final Democrat in the race. Will, name that man.
Alex, it's the four-term senator from Massachusetts, John Kerry.
Okay, and Senator Kerry's first buzzwords.
When I came back from Vietnam.
When I came back from Vietnam. All right, let's hear the senator use that phrase.
I have been a leader in the environment since I first came back from Vietnam and became part of Earth Day 1970, perhaps even since my mother first dragged me out at 4 a.m. on a nature walk and tried to explain to me the connections of it all.
Will Salatin, what is the connection when John Kerry mentions his time in Vietnam?
On the environment, I'm a war hero. On campaign reform, I'm a war hero. On affirmative action, I'm a war hero.
And what is he hiding?
What does Vietnam have to do with any of these issues?
And the Kerry subtext?
Did I mention I'm a war hero?
Okay, war hero. Will, what are John Kerry's next buzzwords?
Alex, here they are. Go to the moon right here on Earth.
I don't think I can follow that without benefit of an example.
Well, speaking last December, Kerry said, quote, "We need to now go to the moon here on Earth by setting America on the course to energy independence."
And what does he mean, go to the moon here on Earth?
Do something really big.
And what's he hiding?
Not only is it logically impossible to go to the moon here on Earth, but what I am about to say has nothing to do with the moon or the Earth.
And Will, John Kerry's final buzzwords.
G-O-T-V.
G-O-T-V. Give us an example of him using those letters.
This is a favorite line that Kerry puts in his stump speeches. He likes to say, remember, G-O-T-V doesn't stand for go on TV.
Well, when he uses those letters, what does he mean?
He means get out the vote.
And what is he hiding?
Actually, going on TV constantly is exactly how I became a front runner in this race.
And the subtext?
I'm from Massachusetts. Go find me some Iowans.
Slate Magazine chief political correspondent Will Salatin, thanks for today's buzzwords.
Thank you, Alex.
And all you Democrats who've been writing in to complain for the last 9 days, tomorrow is Mr. Bush's turn.